Bonsoir, vous écoutez l'émission Reggae Fever sur Radio Graphite 94.9 FM, www.graphite.net. Ce soir, j'ai le grand plaisir de vous diffuser l'interview réalisée au Dubcamp Festival, édition 2022. J'ai l'honneur et le grand plaisir d'interviewer l'homme que l'on appelle Ben Alpha. Alpha Steppa, Steppa Records, Dub Dynasty, Yes I, interview réalisée en anglais. Big, big, big up to you, Ben Alpha. It was a pleasure to meet you. Yes, I.
Hello, Alpha Steppa. Nice to meet you. Can you introduce yourself briefly? How you start music? How do you discover reggae and dub? What the story for the fans who don't know you?
Greetings. My name is Ben. Some people know me as Alpha Steppa or Dub Dynasty, and I make dub music. I make dub music since a long time, and I have a family background with dub music because my dad and my auntie, they make dub music too. My grandfather makes dub music. My great-grandfather made dub music as well. I'm joking. But my dad and my aunt, they make dub, yeah. My dad had a sound system in the 1980s. His dad did have a sound system, but it was jazz and classical sound system. My dad took that, made his sound system, fell in love with reggae, started to make dub with my mom's sister. Then I was born, and then I grew up with the music, with the sound system, with the studio, with dub mixing. So I've been producing since 20 years this year. This is 20 year anniversary that I start to produce music. So I was, you know, like very young when I started. But had my dad and Christine, my auntie, to and Jonah Dan and many family members, you know, extended family to teach me, you know, and guide me. So I have to give thanks to them first of all, you know.
Now a question about music, your productions. How to create your style? Stepa Records is very recognizable. You can easily recognize your sound. Stepa Records. When you see your production, you say it's Ben Alpha behind. You have a particular touch in dub. You have your special color. And my question is, how to create your sound? If it's only digital computers or also something analogic, or how to create your sound?
Okay. Well, the main thing is the inspiration, I think, you know, really, for when you create music or art, the defining feature is your inspiration, right? And I think I'm a little bit like on the little bit outside, you know, like I don't know if I fit into like one place. I never felt like I fit in, to be honest. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I like it. I like it, you know. I don't like to be too orthodox with one particular thing, you know, like I like to listen to a whole heap of different type of music. And I like to mix with different types of people as well, you know, not just my kind of people, but people with different opinions and people coming from different cultures and different parts of society. And it's that what creates the music, really. All the people I meet, what places I go, and my experiences, you know. And of course, music I'm listening to and things like that, you know, inspires the music. And then how I make it, I just press record, you know. Basically, you know, like, yeah, there's some technical aspect, but it's not the most important thing for me, you know. since this year I have a studio, you know. Since I said 20 years I've been producing music, now I have a studio, first time. Before that, I'm producing just from my bag, like nomadically, traveling, living in different places, and in a bedroom studio, you know. And this year I have I'm building my own studio, so it's quite a big thing for me. It feels nice, you know. I've been producing in bedroom studio for 20 years, but I miss the bed. I might put the bed back in the studio, but yeah, that's how I do it. I'm kind of like a minimalist, so I keep things very simple and try to do as much as I can with as little as possible, you know.
Live session we have seen many with Rastaini. How did the idea came to your mind? And when I hear you speaking, it seemed like an evidence, but is it something? How did it happen to go? go outdoor and play live like that.
Yeah, the street dub project is just like the idea is just to kind of take me and the artist out of the comfort zone, which is the studio or the session, and put us into different places and to see how that changes the music, you know. And actually it's often we create new songs, you know, because it's a very spontaneous thing. We never really plan the videos, you know, like often it's one take, you know, and it's done. So it's spontaneous, and it has become part of the creative process, you know, which is really cool because we love doing it, you know. And for us it's like it's a lot of fun, and also we get to, you know, use some of these videos to make a statement or to bring awareness to a topic or a place or even a feeling, you know. Yeah.
Up all of the riches where you're robbed. Left the little youth, you don't know up for all of the riches where you're robbed. Left the little youth without no food, watching must starve. Left my parents without no house or window. I come here to undo the lies and deception. Whip false leaders with the rod of correction. No plan devised and no wicked invention can stop men from uplift the nation. The wicked are gonna lie me, come in a go. You get to use in a deal,
And when you say it's spontaneous, I have the question about the you're talking about awareness in the lyrics, how you, because you say it's spontaneous, but you have done the reading before and you say, okay, Tiny, we go somewhere and you just feel and take the mic and go up there with the flow, and you have you and Tiny or Naija, you have the ideas of the lyrics, a thematic, or it's written before, it's 100% spontaneously, or it's the lyrics are written before and okay, we go in the wild and to get the more inspiration. But I'm just curious about that.
It depends, you know. Sometimes we play an existing song, you know, or an old song, and make it new, you know. And then sometimes that song is already connected with the place, or we think like, we're in this place, let's do this song, you know, because the lyrics work here. And then other times, it's like improvise. So the place inspires the song. So it's the other way, you know? That's cool. Yeah, it depends. Yeah.
1, 2. Monsoon come, Asia, Australia, the monsoon come. Down the west of Africa, the monsoon come. See the rest of them not Japan, the monsoon come. We barely done when the monsoon come. Babylon a run when the monsoon come. I see them wicked off, them vibes soon turn. Let me chant, come me time soon done. The monsoon come, the monsoon. Monsoon reached the coast of Kerala in June. Like them put the sound of the rain on tune. Strictly monsoon vibes from Mumbai to Rangoon. Summer say relax when the heat comes soon. Earth absorbs the rain, the first swell up balloon. And look, it's a fit jump on the run, well cool. Then it's a fit stay with this earth in tune. And that's how make we join the commune. I'm passing cups of chai in Mumbai. Lucky if you keep your grains dry with the rain outside. I'm passing cups of chai in Mumbai. Lucky if you keep your grains dry with the rain outside.
of chai in Mumbai. Lucky if you keep your grains dry with the rain outside. I'm passing cups of chai in Mumbai. Lucky if you keep your grains dry with the rain outside. I said the monsoon come. The monsoon come. And I said the monsoon come. Man put them big gun down. Strictly monsoon vibes we are run in our town. Yeah, we said the monsoon come, come and sell around. All them wicked man put them big gun down. And strictly monsoon vibes we are run in our town. Yeah, we certainly said the monsoon come. The monsoon come. The monsoon come. Monsoon come.
Your music, I love it because you feel the spirit of there's the sound, the music, and the, all the atmosphere also, and the lyrics. It's all together, and you feel this is a spiritual thing, and it's very nice to have some artists that promote, you know, the message of reggae. This is not all, you can dub sometimes. I feel there is a part of, you know, entertainment, something, the bass music, generally speaking, but if it's talking about reggae or Rasta, that thing is a spiritual thing, and it's very appreciable in your production. Maybe if you have words about this.
Yeah. Yes, because if you think about dub, it's instrumental music, you know, and electronic instrumental music, you know, really. But it has its roots in reggae, which is the biggest spiritual musical genre the world has ever seen, you know. I don't know if Christian rock is bigger, but I doubt it, you know. Yeah, reggae is a spiritual music, and not strictly, because obviously there's different styles, but fundamentally there's a great spiritual influence from the Rasta community for reggae, you know. And not just spiritual, but radical and rebel music, you know, like basically, you know, it's a music, you could call it political, but you could also just call it, you know, fighting for the struggle, equal rights and justice, you know, originally for black liberation, you know, from Jamaica, you know, let us not forget that. But then it's become such a global genre that it's kind of embedded itself into other cultures like France or Japan or in Africa as well, and places all over the world. So it's the evolution of music, you know. So for me, even though people see me as a producer of dub music, you listen to my music, you hear that songs as well, you know, the lyrical content, the composition and everything like that. For me, it's very important, you know, like I feel like I can make dub, but I can still share a message, you know, message of upliftment or positivity, or, you know, spreading awareness again, you know, through the music, you know.
We shall overcome your violence and guns, overcome destruction with your bombs, overcome. I can't take no more. I have a wife.
record on Steppa Record, you can plant a tree. So can you talk more about this project, because this is very nice.
Rastini is here. He's the tree man. He's the singing tree himself. So he knows. Yeah, come. He knows more about trees than I do. But yeah, we do that. We're coming. Yeah, we plant. For every record we plant one tree, because you know vinyl now is a fossil fuel. You know, it's a little carbon disc, you know. So we want to do, it's not enough to plant one tree, but it's something, you know. The next step is to make vinyl with bioplastics and hemp, and we have some friends now who are really working towards this goal, you know. And then when we have hemp records, it's a game changer, because we can create music and enjoy it on the format that we love, ecologically, you know, sustainably. Yeah. Tell us something about trees, bro. Because Rastin is planting trees in his yard, like in his place. So, yeah, it's It's different.
Yeah, so I'm Martin, or Rastini, you know, also known as Rastini. And me and Benji know each other from a little bit before 2013. We met in Ireland. And,
10 years.
Yeah, we're almost 10 years brethren and making music together. And yeah, we both, like I love trees. I collect trees. And years ago, the first release that I did with Alpha and Omega, when Benji gave me some money for that, I started planting trees with it, and I made a place in my yard called the Stepper's Corner, and it is all with contorted hazels and then I started collecting trees, and now I have about I'm planting an arboretum. And the arboretum, the trees from the arboretum are from a project called Doplates for Trees. So, yeah. So people would ask me to record a doplate, and I don't charge money for my doplate, but I say you buy me a tree, and now it's a whole acre full of trees here.
Where's the place is?
Huh?
It's
an island.
An island. Okay.
Yep, and it is. It is a place for all of you, you know. It's for everybody from the Dub family, because every tree that is there is from the Dub family. Yeah. That's where we got it. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So
it's forest family.
Yeah, it's a forest for the whole Dub family. You're always welcome there. You're always welcome to come in. So welcome. So welcome. Welcome, welcome, I say each and every one. Welcome, welcome, every single nation. Welcome, welcome, every woman, every man. This is Alpha Step upon your Dub Station. Welcome, welcome, I say each and every one. Welcome, welcome, every single nation. Welcome, welcome, every woman, every man. Then the man I step upon your Dub Station. I see no worries, see no dancehall tonight. See no worries, see no dancehall tonight. I then see no worries, see no dancehall tonight. Come to share some vibe. I'm the Adrian and my sister. Do you feel alright? Well, then we get them up, fight, tell them dance all night. Then the man I step up, come for a run upon your wife. We come for a run along, policy, and me tell you no stop teach fallacy. Proof not come by verbosity. We no steal from Mark's identity. To agitate put against policies with your own political enemies. Yeah, yeah, your nonsense about democracy. And you never come clean about slavery. Don't you death, that's all about history. Sociology, sustainability. When you ask me to leave out ecology, you're the great authority. Fail to amaze me. Think you're lazy and tricky. I'm a not complicated. What ask my friend Willie, Willie and Lily. Ask about guru and demand your stains. So welcome, yes, so welcome, 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 welcome. I tell sound and make the eye come around. Well, I tell sound and make the eye come around, 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 around. And Alpha Step wears the eye tell crown. And then cross them in a Dublin town, we say. To hands clap and make a decent sound. But I make the eye come around.
With the other collaboration, I think of Pupa Jim on the last album, Eva Kiss. Briefly, how do you connect them if you meet them physically, so just one in distance? With the last project, Raise the Ark, and what's the next project, if you other collaboration or?
Yeah, Raise the Ark is one of my favorite projects, and some of my favorite artists as well: Razdini, Niger, Tena Yudman, Eva Keys, as you say, Papa Jim as well. It's like a kind of natural thing. It's like we kind of attract each other, you know, because we like the same sound, the same vibe, same message. You know, we have something to share, and we find a way to share, you know. And thank you to all those artists, you know, like we're like family, you know.
Dear friend, our problem is so deep, deep, deep. The mountain we are hiking is so steep, steep, steep. I doubt that we get there in time, but we carry on to climb. The rule of our eyes with a sweep. Miss open minus fell asleep. But even if I want to quit, we'll carry on to climb. The whole world has been deeply infected. Contamination of the water and the soil. The air is not in better shape. Carry on to climb, too late, but we carry on to climb, too late, I'm afraid.
And then, forthcoming is, I've been working on a lot of albums. So there's an album with Our Fall coming very soon. It's finished. There's an album with Weleta Sayan. She was in my studio the day before yesterday. And we recorded 7 songs in 2 days. And you know her voice, some of you know her voice, and she's very mysterious and she doesn't release much music, but there's an album coming, you know, and a few more, but I'll tell you about it later. Yeah.
So thank you very much, and so a lot of trees to plants, and more lot of forest. Yes, Saya, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hawa Fall and her band Alpha Steppa with their new single, Godsend.
But the truth will set you all free in the best way. Feelings matter, cause real stress kills. Mind over matter, gonna pay the bills. They work so hard to make us think all this is real. First they hide facts and try to twist the original deals. My name is Hawa Fall, and I'm here to bless you all.
Of all of us.